Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Great to, of course, be with you here on this really beautiful day, obviously, from Clearwater, Florida, as we are on the air. Great thank you to Spike and John for filling in there for the first 40 minutes of the show. We had some technical difficulties, but we are up and running, and looking forward to being with you for the next 3.5 hours or so. Certainly talk with you on the phone line at 888-729-9494. Again, we're at the, of course, the Carpenter Complex, actually Spectrum Field, which I guess technically is different than the Carpenter Complex, right next to it. But part of the Phillies' spring training is they get ready for the start of the season in exactly 1 week, and the Phillies have an afternoon game coming up in a couple hours. We'll talk a lot of Phillies baseball today as we crank it up for the start of the season. Of course, 76ers with a huge win last night. Biggest of the year, important win, Flyers versus Chicago tonight, pretty much a must-win for the Orange and Black. And the Field of 64 gets going today, the NCAA tournament, Villanova later tonight. So much to discuss, and we'll do so again with you on the phone lines at 888-729-9494. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. Ritchie Rich, how are you, pal?
Joe, you have no sense of smell while you sleep. You can be awakened by sounds, certainly.
Oh, and I have been.
But
my own.
Yeah, I'm sure, in many capacities. But you can't be awakened by, like, a smell. You know, like, if there's something burning and you would hopefully wake up, it's not going to be the smell that wakes you up.
Well, that's fascinating.
It just shuts down while you sleep.
That's dangerous.
Your nose.
Let's get to it. 888-729-9494. Again, thanks to Spike and John filling in there for the last 40 minutes. We appreciate it. Obviously, John, the 76ers last night with a critical win, the one that they were down in for a good while, made the surge, took the lead, closed down the stretch. Jimmy Butler with some big shots down the stretch, and, of course, Joel Embiid was just a monster game. John, and again, reaction on it, 888-729-9494. If you're inside the Wells Fargo Center last night, we'd love to hear from you, the energy in that crowd and what you saw up close. And then, obviously, you watch the game on TV. Hop aboard the phone lines, 888-729-9494. John, that was easily the most important victory this team has. You can make the case that's the most important victory the organization has had in, I mean, I don't know, they played some playoff games last year, they beat the Heat, but any one game, God, that might be a more important game than they've won in 6 or 7 years last night.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I think you're probably close to right on that.
I mean, maybe game three versus Miami when it was a 1-1 series. But other than that, I mean, this was a month for this season.
It was huge.
It was huge.
This is the beginning of a new era. Last night marks the start of an era of greatness for Sixers basketball. I am convinced. And I know that you'll probably say, hey, let's not get ahead of ourselves here. But what I saw was a team that performed at the highest level when it mattered most, and all of those shortcomings that we'd grown accustomed to, you know, the losing late in games, losing to the Celtics. Yep. What was it, 8 of the last 10 times?
10 of 12.
10 of 12, yeah. Something. That is certainly a trend that felt like we were trapped in. And it was just, you know, Groundhog's Day. Yeah. Every time, you know, you get close but no cigar.
Very similar each time, too. And that's what was one of the scary things last night. That game had this setup of like, oh, no.
Well, listen, the way it started, I mean, going in at the half, trailing the way that they did, I believed, and you know, we were traveling down here and sort of catching bits and pieces as we moved, and We talked about it at the half, you know, hey, they're trailing this much. But yep. I told you then, I said, it's going to be different. This team is going to figure out a way to get this done. And they did when it was all said and done. And, of course, a major part of that is Joel Embiid ends up playing, 41 minutes, something that he's probably not physically ready for. But, hey, coming off a rest night,
yeah,
That certainly helped. We closed it out when we had to. And who did it for us but the closer himself,
yeah.
Jimmy Butler, 7 points in the game in the first three quarters, and then 15 in the fourth quarter. We rely on him to do what we could not do previously. When teams, especially the Celtics, ratchet up that defensive intensity, Jimmy Butler with the isolation figures out a way to score points anyway. That's what we needed.
Well, I think one
we got what we needed.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, this is not a flash in the pan. This is a whatever you what's the word I'm looking for? This is a symbol of what's to come.
You think it was a watershed moment
last night? Absolutely. Watershed moment. The marks of greatness are all over this team. Last night was the start of something great for the Sixers.
Dawn of a new era, you say. Oh, look, 888-729-9494. Reaction on the 76ers game. Again, if you saw the game on TV, were there in person in particular, we'd love to hear from you. The crowd just looked phenomenal. There was an energy that's been it had been dormant for a long time and obviously back over the last year or so. But last night at a heightened level, which was awesome to see, 888-729-9494. I would say, and John, you alluded to it, and I agree with how you referenced. Listen, my point is this. Phenomenal win, but let's not.
You're being cautious.
All I'm saying is this. I'm not ready to say yet that the 76ers have crossed the, I don't know what the term would be, but hopefully it's watershed.
The threshold of greatness.
Maybe. Hopefully we look back at last night and say that's the moment when the 76ers ascended to
I absolutely believe
greatness.
It was. They got that monkey off their back.
And it's possible they did, but my point is I'd like to see more of that to believe that. Now, it was a massive win. There's no downplaying it. It was a game that, they could have lost. To their credit, they didn't. They won it. A lot of those games that they lost to the Celtics were games they could have won and didn't. How they finished last night is notable. Look, John, I think what you're bringing up about Butler is critical from the standpoint that, this Sixers team seems to be finding, let's call it a pattern, if you will, of how they can play where Jimmy is, the closer, which is critical. Embiid, Embiid's dominance last night was remarkable, although I guess not surprising because we've now seen him do it. But to see him do it in a game that big, play obviously one of the great games he's ever played. I mean, you can make the case it might have been his best game ever. It's certainly up there. To do it on national TV, to do it in front of that sold-out, frenzied crowd is awesome. Now, Simmons also made, for all the talk about Butler down the stretch, it was Simmons that made the three-point play with, I think, was about 40 seconds left. That was really when the separation started. From that play on, that bank shot that he hit and making the free throw, making the free throw because he misses that free throw. It's a different situation. He makes the free throw. Now you're up three.
That's emblematic, though. That is that right there. Something Ben wouldn't have done last year.
Make the shot. Yeah.
Make the free throw in a pressure packed situation.
Yeah.
I feel like the work has now been put in. The assemblage of all of this athleticism and growing experience is now completed, and now it's time to reap the benefits, and we're just starting to see it. And I was so relieved, I guess.
Relieved's a good word.
To
relieved's
finally
a good word.
Get on the right side of this rivalry, and it made me feel great about where things are headed. We're third in the East right now.
Yep.
They're fifth. We're likely not going to see them again until the finals of the Eastern Conference.
Yeah,
and when that happens, I feel good.
Well,
I feel
what we know
good
is
about what will ensue.
If that happens, game one of that series would be in Philly, and game seven of that series, if it goes that far, would be in Philly. Yeah, one of the big things from last night, not to be lost in the shuffle of discussion, is the Sixers are now 4 games up on the Celtics. So the Celtics are not going to pass the Sixers. With this few of games left and the Sixers' schedule being pretty damn easy, there's no question that the Sixers are not going to be passed by Boston. I don't think they'll be passed by Indiana. So the Sixers should be a 3 seed. which obviously means you got a tough path in the second round, obviously having to go on the road versus Toronto. And then in the conference finals, if the Sixers beat Toronto in that second round, it's, you know, of course, versus either Milwaukee or Boston, you would assume, in the Eastern Conference Finals. 888-729-9494. Watershed moment for the Sixers? I hope might be. There's no question we could look back on this 2 months from now or 3 years from now and say that's the moment, that's the night that the 76ers took the step forward that we've been hoping and clamoring that they would be able to take, that we knew they had the talent to take but hadn't yet taken. Hey, could it be? Certainly. Is it for sure? No. And that's my thing, John. It's like, you know, there is still so much work. I mean, of course, I mean, you know, there's so much work to be done. That Boston team's a good team. That Boston team is a little banged up last night. You know, I mean, they're going to be a very, and I do think it will come down to the Sixers and Celtics. I really do. I mean, I'm actually more, to me, Boston's going to win their second round series versus Milwaukee. Sixers-Toronto, that's a little more scary. Sixers-Celtics, that's still a hell of a challenge. And I'm not ready to say, yeah, the Sixers are for sure locking in, no doubt about it. That was a close game last night. But they are playing well with this group. They've only lost one time when these five starters start together. And obviously they are an improved club. And there's no question, you know, you go back to the trades Elton Brand's made, the Jimmy Butler trade and the Tobias Harris trade. There's no question Sixers are a way better team than they started the year out as. All right, 888-729-9494. We'll talk Phil's baseball today. Phil's, of course, again, we're in Clearwater. They got an afternoon game. We'll talk a lot of Phil's. And we'll rock your phone calls all show. Hop aboard the phone lines. Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, 888-729-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.